This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll head out to the hotline right now. Welcome in the head coach of the Davidson men's basketball program since 1989, and that's Coach Bob McKillop here with us on the program. Coach, thanks for a few minutes. How are you and your family holding up?
We're doing very well, Zach. It's a kind of a unique atmosphere here in Davidson. We're a very sequestered college town that is able to maintain a sense of vigilance because we are small, and the college has basically been vacated, and the leadership of the college has been extraordinary and alerting us, advising us, and the sense of accountability is rampant throughout the town.
And we're all trying to return eventually to that state of normalcy, and we get reminders along the way, even when you think we're getting close, that it's not the case. You know, before I was doing the show today, Coach, I hear our update guy, Rich Ackerman, say today would have been the start of the Sweet 16, and it makes me think, man, you know, that's different. That's bizarre, because as sports fans, we're used to seeing college basketball this time of the year. So let me take you back to 2 weeks ago. You guys were getting ready for the A-10 tournament, and we get the news that not only A-10 tournament was being canceled, but so was March Madness. What did you tell your team when you got that news about the A-10?
You know, we were up in Brooklyn at the time, because the A-10 tournament was at Barclays, and we had prepared as if we were playing, and the night before, which was the night before the game, Wednesday, I think Gobert came down with coronavirus, and it was reported nationally, and all of a sudden an alarm went off, and we had known the Ivies had canceled, and then the next morning various other conferences were canceling. So as we prepared, we went through our film session, went through our pregame meal, and we're about ready to head back to our rooms, and we were called together and told by our athletic director, Chris Clooney, that the tournament has been canceled. So it was an experience that none of us has ever had. No coach in America, no team in America has ever had this, but I think there was a tremendous sense of maturity upon the part of our guys, understanding how serious this situation is and was, and there was no clamor of opposition. There was just a complete sense of, all right, let's get this done and see how best we can handle this.
Now, I actually had tickets for the championship game on that Sunday for the A-10 tournament, and you know, a lot of people thought clearly Dayton was going to be in there with the way that Obi Toppin has played this year, and you know what it's like to prepare for him. Just give me a few thoughts about that Dayton team this year, led by Obi and Coach Grant.
Well, kind of heartbreaking for them. We were in the Hilton Hotel in Brooklyn, and there's two teams there, ourselves and Dayton, and there was a sense of resolve about that team all year long. Extraordinary leadership by Anthony Grant. Tremendous chemistry amongst their players. And sure, Obi Toppin was player of the year in the country, but his supporting cast understood how to play the game and play it right. So they were a very, very good team. And word was given to us that the tournament was canceled, they had actually just left about 30 minutes earlier and gone to the next training facility over on the water. And I think they got the message at the training facility that the tournament was canceled. So incredibly heartbreaking for them. What a terrific team, and a team that could have got to the Final Four and perhaps win a national championship. They were that good.
Bob McKillop here with us, the head coach of Davidson since 1989 on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So all we could do now, Coach, is really look at the past and look at former great NCAA tournament teams. You had one with Steph Curry where you guys defeated Gonzaga, Georgetown, Wisconsin, and then narrowly lost in the Elite Eight to Kansas. When you look back after all these years, what are the memories that come back to mind when you have to put that team into words?
Well, they were certainly resurrected last night as I watched on your network the Gonzaga game and the Georgetown game. And Davidson College made it a big deal for our Davidson community to watch the game. So amidst all this challenge of the coronavirus and the dismay, a couple of hours of joy was restored to the people here in our community and across the nation for the Davidson community, watching us play against Gonzaga and watching us play against Georgetown. And boy, you know, you know the outcome, and it's a lot more fun watching a game when you know the outcome. But still, there were chills, there were goosebumps, there were pounding heart as the game unfolded. And what a delight to think back to those times.
When did you know that team had something special in them, Coach?
You know, we played Duke and Carolina in the first week of the season in Charlotte. And in both games, we were right there. And those were terrific teams that Carolina had and that Duke had. In fact, Carolina did go to the Final Four that year. And you might remember that was the Duke team that had been in the same region with us the year before up in Buffalo and got knocked off by Virginia Commonwealth. And so we knew how good they were. And we went toe-to-toe with them and lost both games. But then we went out to Anaheim, California, and we played UCLA. And that UCLA team was loaded. You know, Westbrook didn't even start for that team. And we had a 17-point lead in the first half, and we wound up losing the game. But three games against three traditional powerhouses that were having powerhouse seasons, and we went toe-to-toe. And it convinced our guys that despite the losses, and we went to Christmas break with a 4-6 record, and it was at that point that we won 23 or 24 straight, we knew that we could play with anybody.
Well, I love March Madness, and when you get the Blue Blood programs playing great, that's one thing. But when it's a story like your school and you see the emergence of a player like Steph Curry, and you know, we all know how good Obi was this past year at Dayton, but you know, a lot of the nation maybe didn't see him play because a lot of college basketball fans become college basketball fans this time of the year. So when we saw the emergence of Steph and you saw that tournament run, and I'm just curious, take me back to his recruiting process. And when did you know, when you thought that team was special, when did you know Steph had something special in him?
Well, when we recruited him, we knew we got a steal. Our associate head coach at that point, Matt Matheny, and I took a home visit with Steph early in September, and we had a gathering at Steph's house in Charlotte, and Sonia and Dell and Stephen were there. And at the conclusion of the visit, he committed to us. He said, "Coach, I want to come to Davidson." And I can recall very vividly driving home, the 20-minute drive back to Davidson, and Matt Matheny and I were just delighted, exuberant about what had just happened. And he had a very good senior year of high school, but still there was some doubts. You know, we're an ACC country, SEC country, and people still had doubts about whether he could compete at that level. He was scrawny, he was thin, he was not very heavy, baby-faced. But little did they know what was in that heart and that head of his. And we had a sense about that because we had watched him very closely. And the genetic factor of what Dell did as a great NBA player and what Sonia did as a terrific volleyball player at Virginia Tech, that certainly kicked in. And when he came and played for us, the first week of workouts, now it wasn't practice, it was just individual workouts, we recognized right then that he knew where the ball was going to be, not just where the ball was. He could take instruction and mimic it in a heartbeat. And his ability to shoot the basketball and get his feet set were extraordinary. And above all that was his engagement with his teammates. He was constantly a voice of thank you and gratitude. He was constantly a voice of team and us. And we saw that right away in individual instruction. And I went into a gathering of our alums in October of that year, so before he had even played a game for us. And I felt so comfortable that I said, Stephen Curry is going to go down in the history of Davidson College as being one of our great players. Now, I didn't recognize or realize or believe at that point that he could become who he has become, but I knew he was something very, very special.
Well, that's still the crazy part to me, with how much he was doubted in high school, coming out of high school, and he lands with you guys, and then he put on the show in that NCAA tournament, then comes back the next year. I know you guys don't make the tournament the following year, but, you know, how he fell still to the seventh pick in the draft, that was surprising to me. Did it surprise you?
That he was seventh pick?
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of selfishly in the green room hoping that the Knicks got him. I think the Knicks had nine that year.
Yeah. And, that's a New Yorker in you, Coach.
Yeah, and I was really selfishly hoping for that. I think a lot of fans were too. You know, we had come up to the Garden back in December and played West Virginia, in which it was the Jimmy V game and Texas and Villanova in the second game, and we played West Virginia, and he did not have a very productive first 30 minutes of that game, but went on to score, I think, 14 of our last points, and we wound up beating West Virginia. So the New York fans fell in love with him. And, you know, interesting, I remember driving home from a game one day, and we're listening to the game in the Garden where he got his 50 points playing for the Warriors, and so many people reflected upon that was something that was very special of Steph and going to Madison Square Garden. And I kind of in the green room that night thought, wow, would it be great in Madison Square Garden to see him get on that court? So,
Coach, I got about a minute 30 left. Last one for Bobby Killip, the head coach at Davidson. The future of the Warriors, you know, Steph was banged up this year, Klay Thompson not playing, no more KD there. What do you make the future of that team?
Well, I think, believe it or not, I think Steph's going to get better and better. He has this extraordinary capacity where he's got the—I don't know—is he drinking from the fountain of youth? But he looks better. He seems better. Even those few games that he came back, he looked, my goodness, to be out as long as he was and regain that rhythm as quickly as he did, and knowing his work ethic and knowing his passion for the game, he's going to get better and better. And I think that rubs off on Klay, and I think he and Klay are just outstanding in that capacity. So now add a few pieces, and I mean, they're going to have a difficult time replicating the runs that they've had over the past couple of years, but I think they're going to be in the chase when they're both back fully healthy.
Coach, continued good health to you and your family. We appreciate a few minutes. This was fun.
Thanks, Zach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.